get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today in episode 750, we're going to talk about how many marketing emails should you send. And before you even say anything or ask anything, yes, email is still a thing. And I'm a poet and didn't know it because it's still a thing and it's still king. So emails are hugely, you know, they're just really, really good. And now there is a balance of, you know, how many emails do you want to send out and stuff? And the answer to that is, it depends. It depends on, you know, what type of content that you're emailing out. If we're talking about strictly salesy promotional emails, I don't even know if I want to answer that one, Tim. Should we break it down by week, month, year? How do we want to break it down?
Yeah, I mean, it also depends on the industry. But I would say in general, a good rule of thumb is in terms of like sales emails, definitely don't send more than three per week and don't do that every week, right? Yeah. So don't do three a week every single week.
That seems high to me, Tim.
It does. I would say that's max. I would say between one and three. But yeah, if you're sending value emails, which is content, resources, stuff like that, that's not salesy, then I mean you could do every day. Yeah.
As much as you want. Yeah, absolutely. You know, I will say this. And we'll dig a little caveat even deeper with the sales emails. I do, as we're processing this stuff and we're talking it through, I'm thinking, okay, three sounds a lot high per week. However, if it's retargeting someone that's already interested in your content, so if they've come to your website, they've browsed it, you've pixeled them, and you want to just retarget them to try to get them to buy, then I definitely think it's okay to serve multiple emails per week. If they've put your product in the cart, and you have a, you know, cart abandon software that you're using, and if you're not, you have an e-commerce website, you need to be using all this stuff. Because it will tell you when customers put stuff in, whether they've signed up or not. And you're going to be able to market to these people and stuff. So I think that you can be a little bit more aggressive with those types of sales emails. And obviously, there are a few times a year where people are just expecting to get lambasted, I haven't used that word in a while, Tim, lambasted with emails, and that's Black Friday. Any other sales outside of Black Friday, Cyber Monday, where people are just expecting, you know, lots of emails, Tim?
Not to the same degree, but I would say like other holidays, such as like July 4th in the U.S. is a big sales holiday. People are kind of used to getting, you know, expecting sales and stuff. But yeah, Black Friday, it's one of those things where it's like all bets are off, right? Like you can break all of the rules and you won't
email an hour.
You know, hated for it. Yeah. I mean, honestly, I think during Black Friday, I send like that weekend, I send like three emails on Black Friday and like two, you know, the following days after, and then one per day until the sale is over, you know? And that is like, yes, you will see a lot of unsubscribes, but nothing compared to if you would do that same amount
in
like
June.
Any other time of the year. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. They'd be running for the hills. One thing,
spam complaints.
Yeah, I do want to put, expound upon what Tim said. I do think that, you know, if there's useful tutorial-based, helpful free content that you're putting out there, that is great for driving sales and traffic to your website. So don't think that those won't generate sales, because they do. And I definitely think you could put out one. I think Elegant Themes, do they still put out like two a day?
Yeah, because they have Divi content and then they have WordPress content. So
yeah, and you know, they get a metric ton of traffic. So they're serving a massive, massive audience and stuff. So I think depending on the type of content and what the context is going to determine the how often you send emails out and stuff.
Yeah. So, definitely. And one of those things that too is you want to kind of like your users should know what to expect from you. So if you're sending, you know, one email a month and then all of a sudden you start going to every day, like users are going to get kind of annoyed. So you would want to transition slowly and then maybe even send out an email saying, hey, we're switching things up. You're going to hear from us a lot more, but we're going to do our best to send you, you know, the most valuable content ever, blah, blah, blah. And same thing, if you aren't sending emails regularly, you're going to want to, because otherwise your users will forget about you. So
absolutely.
It's like, it isn't just about the maximum amount of emails that you should send. It's also about the minimum,
right.
Because you need to be nurturing your audience and staying top of mind, stuff like that.
Gotcha. All right. Tomorrow we've got another great topic. Tim, until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.